Think we're go? Oh, we're a going. We're a go. Let me have it. Quit blowing smoke in my face. I feel really bad for whoever has to edit this podcast this week.
Me too, to be honest.
I'm going to need you to not.
Can I eat some cheese?
If you could stop with putting anything on and off the table, okay. It makes a terrible noise.
Is anybody else on here?
What do you mean on here? This is it. It's you and me.
I just need a bite of cheese.
Okay, you can do that, but putting things on and off the table makes a very obtrusive noise.
My children bother me. I know you like are always bossing me around.
It's my podcast.
I know, but I'm the special friggin' guest. I swear to God, I just don't understand like why all of a sudden you guys have decided you tell me what to do.
The tables have turned. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of like it.
I don't.
Oh. Honestly, though, you're usually too stoned to care.
That's why I smoke pot.
Yeah.
It's because then I just go, okay. I don't agree. You know what? I just saw something on Instagram that literally said, it's so great getting older because no matter what anyone says, you just agree because you just don't even want to talk to them.
I mean, I could see that. That makes sense to me. All right, YFTers. Obviously, Wells is not with us this week. My mother is sitting in. I hope this pleases all of you that DM me on a weekly basis saying you miss Sorry We're Stoned.
We back.
We're hijacking YFT for the week because Wells got married last weekend.
Oh, I love that Wells and Sarah got married.
Yeah, if I had my bell, I would ding it because it's one of my favorite things. And obviously, it's been a long time coming. You know, they've had to postpone and postpone because of the pandemic. And we, not that we were like keeping it top secret that he was getting married, but obviously they didn't want to spill the beans. They already had to deal with some paparazzi issues, which I'm sure we'll talk about when Wells comes back, but they definitely were trying to like keep it on the low so they could have some privacy. Yeah, I know. Like,
it's so LA.
So LA. But now we can talk about it and we'll touch on it in a bit. So before we do that, Wells and I normally intro the show. Mm-hmm. So usually one of us says, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with, and then the other person says Wells and Brandy. So this time I'm going to say the first part, and then you're going to say Tish and Brandy. Okay? Ready? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all. You're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Tish and Brandy.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm in LA, so I don't have a bell. But we're just going to make do. So I'm in LA. My mother is, gosh, she's really smoking it up, guys. She might become mute here in a minute. This might just be a solo run.
I'm just getting loose.
It's a fine line with you with the weed because it's like you smoke a lot and you're very talkative until you hit a wall and then you're mute.
Yeah, I know.
Once you've had too much.
Well, we better talk quick. Oh, my God.
Well, I feel like I should just, like, touch on the wedding. Do you have any questions about it? Miley was asking me a million questions.
You know what? I'm just not a wedding person.
I mean, I'm not really either. But this was the wedding of all weddings. Like, if you are a wedding person, like, if you're not, like, this was the one that you're like, okay, this is pretty cool.
It's true. I mean, honestly, Wells is just so cute.
Like, he was adorable.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I can't even take it.
And you would have loved it. He cried a lot. It was very precious, you know? Not like a crybaby cry, just like a wow.
He was just crying because he wasn't seeing MT.
Oh, my God. No, I'm joking.
I love Sarah.
Sarah's great.
She's amazing. And honestly, they are sheer perfection.
They really are. And like, I've known this, right? Like, I've been to their house. I see them interact. And I know like they're just two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
But the wedding was absolutely stunning. And just their like cadence of like playing off of each other, yes, with the jokes and the speech. Like, they gave a speech at the reception together. You could tell they planned it, right? Mm-hmm. And they stood up there together and like passed the end of the mic back and forth or whatever. And it was just hilarious. They're hilarious. It was adorable. It was heartfelt. It was all the things. And I was like, wow, you honestly, like, you, the two of them need to host a show.
Well, first of all, like, I don't know who's sleeping on Wells as a, like, he is Ron Seacrest.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ron's getting up there.
I know.
But, I mean, Wells is, like, so multifaceted.
Yeah.
And so is Sarah.
I know.
Like, but, like, him alone or them together, absolutely.
I mean, they were really good together. And I was like,
they could have a variety show.
This would be very cute if they hosted a show together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like kind of, I mean, not intimidating for them because they're all their friends. But to me, I was like, this is an intimidating crowd. You got the entire cast of Modern Family to the right.
I forgot about that.
And the entire cast of The Bachelor on the left, yeah. You know. Actually, Sarah made a cute joke about it being like Disney's wet dream that they got married because the worlds collided.
It's so funny.
Which was cute, but and then Chris Harrison was there. Lon was there. He said, "Tell you hi."
Love him.
Ben Higgins said to say hello. Yep. So
I'm sure I knew a lot of people there.
You should have been my best friend.
I should have came.
Honestly, it was fun. Beautiful venue. The flowers were gorgeous. I tried to bring some home for you, and they just got crushed on my drive home. But beautiful flowers. Sarah's dress was gorgeous. It had pockets, which I really loved.
Cute.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, she's always got great style.
Oh, saw Denica. She did her makeup.
Loved Denica.
Den was there. Who else that you would know?
Vanessa.
Oh, Vanessa stood up in the wedding. That's right. And tell her you said hello.
She's one of my all-time favorites, Vanessa Hudgens. Honestly, let me just go on about her.
Go for it.
I think she is just the most absolutely stunning person I've ever seen.
Gorgeous.
When I saw her at Met Gala, like, just perfection. Mm-hmm. Like, I have never seen Vanessa get it wrong on a red carpet.
No, she's beautiful. I mean,
gorgeous.
She, you know, they all wore the same bridesmaid's dress or whatever. It was a really pretty color, but like, even in that, she's gorgeous in this like basic bridesmaid's dress. And then at the brunch the next morning, the invite for the brunch said, come as you are. And to me, that would have meant sweatpants or whatever, but I didn't. I put on her very cute like blazer and short set because it was just a beautiful setting and I don't want to be a slob. But Vanessa rolled up in these like Versace like lounge pants and the sports bra and these Oakley sunglasses. She looked sick as hell.
Sick.
And I was like, I'm sitting here in a fucking pantsuit. Like, I wish I had done what Vanessa did. She looked so cute.
I mean, honestly, adorable. She's just so cute and so sweet and so talented. Love seeing her do like live musicals. And I mean, she's just adorable.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
I know.
We need Vanessa Hudgens, one of my favorite things.
We need the bell.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing I really would say is that Jesse Tyler Ferguson, mm-hmm. who's on Modern Family, yes. he officiated it and he slayed it.
Wow.
And I think I'm pretty sure this was the first thing he's ever officiated. And he was a complete pro. Like, made jokes where it was appropriate. It was heartfelt when it was appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just so good. So yeah, wonderful weekend, you know? I would say I went too hard in the paint, but I was very responsible and only had 3 old fashions. And
that's great.
Yeah, I felt fine the next day and went to the cute brunch. And then here I am back in LA with my mother.
Talking
to you guys.
Honestly, I didn't get out of bed really once yesterday, except to go to the kitchen.
I take it your weed was bedside?
Weed was bedside. And then I didn't get out of bed because I have not sat in my bed and just watched TV all day for so long.
That sounds nice.
And it honestly was sheer heaven.
Well, then that means you have a lot of favorite things to talk about if you watch TV.
Yes,
all
I
day.
Do.
Well, great.
And I'm excited about that.
Okay, well, let's hit it because I don't have much.
First of all,
yeah,
I'm ready.
I never have much. Who am I kidding?
I miss podcasting.
It is good, isn't it?
I know. I feel like it's really good. So
good.
Anyway, I had never seen, and I've heard it was like 8 years old, and a show on Peacock called Kingdom with Nick Jonas.
Oh, yeah. You asked me about this. I've never seen it.
It is amazing. Like, really, really good. Honestly, I feel like, you know, 8 years ago, Peacock isn't what it is today. And so maybe not a lot of people knew about it. But if they would have seen Nick in that, because, like, again, it's 8 years old, so it's a little dated. Like, mm-hmm. things look different now. Like, could whatever.
The quality
but
of it, you mean?
The quality could look better.
Sure.
But again, I'm sure it was lower budget, but Nick was amazing, and I absolutely loved it.
Wow. So how far in are you?
You know, well, I got distracted. I only watched 2 episodes because somebody told me about this new show called Echoes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. But before we pander to that one, I'm going to do what Wells does. I'm going to be a professional, so he can't say that I don't pull any weight on this podcast.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you guys what this show is about and where you can watch it.
Which one? Kingdom?
Kingdom. I'm just making sure I have the right one. Let's make sure. Oh, yeah. Nick Jonas. How do you say this person's name? Alvary Kalina? Does that sound right?
No idea.
You watched the show.
You mean that's his fake name?
That's Alvary Kalina is the owner of a mixed martial arts gym and with his girlfriend Lisa helps train a new generation of fighters, including his sons Jay and Nate. Struggling to keep the gym afloat, the pressure is on for Alvy's boys to come through. It's spelled two different ways on Wikipedia, which I don't love. Anyway, that sounds cute. It's three seasons. Uh-huh. Matt Laurie is in it.
Matt Laurie, let me look.
Yeah, Matt Laurie.
I am so obsessed with him. Uh-huh. I cannot even take it. He is so good in it. That is absolutely insane.
Cute. Yeah. So
love, 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 love him.
Nick Jonas, Matt Loria, Jonathan Tucker. You know who looks familiar to me is Natalie Martinez, the girl. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful. Anyway, where do we watch this, Mother?
Peacock.
Wells was just saying we got to get Peacock.
Oh, Peacock's the one.
He said there's some good shows on Peacock.
Not to mention Hopetown Entertainment has a deal with them.
Shameless self-plug.
You'll be seeing my things coming to Peacock very soon.
I hope so.
I'm so excited. Got some things up my sleeve.
All right. I'll get Peacock.
Peacock's great. So, yeah, you watch it on Peacock. It is so good. Again, I'm just going to say it is a little dated as far as the way it looks.
Yeah, 2014 is the date.
Yeah. And so, but honestly, it's really good.
Cute.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch. Promo code favorite. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Echoes, what have you heard?
I haven't heard anything.
You want to read about that one?
What do I watch that on? Do you know?
Netflix.
Oh, it's a Netflix. Is it new? Oh, it is new.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Echoes, yes, 2022 drama. Here's the tag, to Wells says. Identical twin sisters, Lenny and Gina, decide to swap their lives. However, there are dire consequences when one of the twins goes missing, causing both of their lives to rapidly fall apart. Echoes.
Okay, have you...
My last impression's pretty good.
Have you ever watched a show that you actually kind of like...
Michelle Monaghan is in it.
Yes.
I love her.
And wait, and
Matt Bomer.
And he looks completely different. He was not cute at all in Succession.
No.
He was in Succession, right? With the black hair.
I think so. I never got into Succession.
What?
I know.
Don't even get me started. But he looks totally different in this. So gorgeous because he's salt and pepper instead of these weird men putting a bunch of black crap in their face.
Like, okay, stop with the table.
I cannot even with that. Please, boys, actually.
Oh, gray, man. Gray's hot.
Gray,
like, I don't
so
understand
hot.
Why men feel the need to cover the gray.
I hate it more than anything in
it's
the whole world.
It's super hot. Men age well. You might as well take it because we don't get to.
Because when you put black dye in your hair, you just look pasty.
It's not good.
I don't. Anyway, Matt is not doing that in this, and he is so gorgeous. And have you ever watched a show and you actually kind of am like, okay, this is getting ridiculous, but mm-hmm. you still can't quit watching?
Yeah, there's a lot of shows. Okay. Like Lost, are you kidding? That was the most ridiculous.
This one gets pretty ridiculous.
Okay.
Because one person is playing both sisters, so it gets a little ridiculous, but I could not stop watching.
I think I can hear Keys typing on this. I probably been able to hear the whole time and just realized, so sorry, wiped ears. I was like, what is that noise? That is typing. Sorry, Keezy. My friend Keys was sitting in the room. Okay, so it's ridiculous, but great cast. So we're probably going to watch it.
That's what, you know what? The cast is just so good.
Uh-huh. See, this was me with Terminalist, which I guarantee you haven't started, even though I've begged.
No, I've been watching this one, but I'm going to watch it next.
It's so good. Wells poo-pooed it because he said the first episode was slow and it like didn't hold his attention and it wasn't good or something. But like, it's Chris Pratt, Taylor Kitsch, Riley Keough. Like, it's huge names. And I'm like, you got to just stick with it. And then I thought it was so good. I just watched the finale. There's a little twist at the end that I just really did not see coming. And really? I really loved it.
Okay. I'm going to try it.
Terminalist. Great. Also, like, Taylor Kitsch. Like, we love. He's so hot. All right. So, Echoes. Anything else? You stayed in bed all day and that's all you have? There's no chance.
I'd get a little stoned and then I'd get on my computer and lose about 2 hours and then go in again.
Ha, fascinating.
But let me think about this. Did I?
I don't know. You're nuts. Well, you know what I was late to the party on? And again, you need to watch this is The Gray Man, the Netflix movie.
Oh, I've heard that's great.
With Ryan Gosling. Yeah. Wells talked about it forever ago. He and Sarah watched it like the day it came out and raved about it. It's very good. There's just something about Ryan Gosling. Like when I see him just in like paparazzi photos or like normal photos, like there ain't nothing that special.
No.
But him and him, like he's so like, there's just something about him on screen. Like, he in a film just turns into a totally different person.
Totally.
He is so fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen The Gray Man, highly recommend. I mean, it is like a full-on action film. So if that's not your thing, it's probably you're not going to love it. But a lot of action, action-packed, and great storyline, you know? We love like a corrupt, you know, starts out where like he's like a hired assassin, you know, and he thinks he's working for the good guy, but you find out very quickly that he's not. So we love that. You know, we love like turning the tables there. But it's great. So highly recommend. That's really the only thing I've watched, to tell you the truth. But you know what I have watched that you're not watching and I'm devastated is The Bachelorette.
I haven't been watching that.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, catch me up.
Okay, you know, there's two Bachelorettes.
No.
Yeah, there's two.
Again?
What do you mean again?
Well, they did it with Katie.
No.
Katie and somebody? Not Katie, the next two.
Caitlin?
Yes.
So back in the day, Caitlin Bristow, there were two Bachelorettes.
But wasn't Michelle and somebody one?
No, they just had their own season.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking? I think you're thinking about when Claire was the Bachelorette, uh-huh. And then she started out as a Bachelorette, and then she like botched it and left, and then they replaced her with Tayshia.
No.
Oh.
It was after, who was after Tayshia?
Maybe Katie or Michelle. But they each had their own season. But you know what it was? Yeah. They did two Bachelorette seasons in 1 year.
Yes.
That's what they did with Katie and Michelle.
Now these two are actually together.
They're actually on the same show. And it's like everyone's poo-pooing it. It's really not great. My biggest issue with it is that you don't really ever get to know any of the guys because there's no time. They're so busy fitting it all in because there's double the guys and double the storylines and double the dates. I don't really feel like I know anyone.
I mean, does it really matter if you know them?
It doesn't if you're on the show because you don't get to know them anyway. But like for us, like I don't feel invested enough in anyone to want anyone
got
to be the Bachelor.
It.
So it's like, who's going to be the Bachelor? Yeah. I don't know anyone. You know what I mean? Like it's getting invested and then that makes you want to see them on Bachelor in Paradise and then pick somebody for the Bachelor. So that's my issue with it.
I get that.
And so this week.
Speaking of.
You have to go off the table.
I'm sorry.
Noise. I need to give you a pillow.
Did you see who's getting a divorce?
No, but everybody is these days.
From Love is Blonde.
Who?
Aisha, and I was devastated.
Wait, who? Which ones? Wait, is it season one Love is Blind or season two?
Two.
Show me. It's been a minute since I've watched that show.
I was so sad. Although, you know what? He wasn't really that in love with her anyway.
Wait, not the cute little girl.
Yeah.
No!
Yes! I'm devastated.
That piece of trash guy. Honestly, I'm not shocked. You're right. Ugh.
Remember, he actually really wanted that other girl.
I remember.
It made me so sad. I love her.
So, Ayana.
Ayana.
Fan favorite season 2 couple, Ayana McNeely and Jarrett. Jones announced their impending divorce on Instagram just 2 months after celebrating their first anniversary. After much thought, we're saddened to share that we have separated and will begin the process of divorcing, McNeely and Jones said in a joint statement. While we have love for each other, our lives are going in different directions, and that's okay. The couple also thinks Love is Blind and the family at Netflix, this experience has taught us so much. Blah, blah, blah. This is unbelievable. Oh, 4 days later, news broke that the only other couple from season 2 to tie the knot, Danielle and Nick, had split.
I could see that.
Wow.
No.
Do you think this is going to hurt the show coming back?
Yes.
You do?
I kind of think.
If all the relationships are failing?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a great show.
I love that show, but here's the thing. First of all, I guarantee you, Jarrett would not stop going out and partying with his friends.
Absolutely.
She was having a problem
and
with
that. And she was such a homebody.
She was.
Girlophilia.
Yeah.
Girlophilia.
Thank God for men that are homebodies. Like.
But that drives you nuts too when they're home too much.
Yeah, when they're home too much.
You do kind of like that.
No, I just don't want to have to go out to dinner and sit there all dressed up and act like I'm having fun, because that is not fun for me.
You're right. That's not fun. Well, that is devastating.
Devastating.
Absolutely devastating.
I loved her.
I did too. Okay, well, circling back to The Bachelorette. This was hometowns week. Ooh. So like, we're deep in it. It was a big week. But here was the issue. Like, there's double the hometowns because there's two girls and they couldn't fit it all in. So they had all the hometowns, unless there's two episodes and I'm dumb and only watched one, which is a high possibility. but the only hometown they didn't show was Avon and Rachel. So I can't really have an opinion on, you know, Rachel's hometowns really until I see the last one to know how that went. But I will say, she sent home Tyler before the hometown really even started. She was like in tears and was like, I just can't meet your family because I don't feel the same. As he was pouring his heart out to her, he's the cutest guy she has. His bod is the most fit and he has the sickest tats and he's so precious. And I just feel like Tyler should maybe be the Bachelor.
How old is he?
He's young. They're all young. Mm. Nah, it's too young for me, unfortunately.
That's what I was thinking for you.
Too young, I think. He was like 25 or 26, you know. My cutoff these days is like 29, 30.
Damn.
And that's just really, even really low. But yeah, I was devastated. And like, poor Tyler, he was literally telling her, I'm in love with you and I can't wait for you to meet my family.
But
and
was she, he?
I mean, he seemed really genuine. He was one of my faves.
Well, that's sad.
It's really sad. But you know what? I do love Zach for her. Her hometown with Zach was absolutely flawless. I feel like she fits into his family great. And if I were her, I mean, we'll see how Avon's goes. But like, out of the three that I saw, like, far and above, like, Zach's family would be the one I would want to be a part of. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they were the one that welcomed her. Because Tino's family, the guy's guy Tino, he's not really that cute. But like, he's got some charm. Like, I get it. He's very tall. You know, we give guys bonus points for that. His family was terrible to her. Terrible.
Ew.
Like, they were not warm at all. They were just, like, basically asking her all these, like, tough questions about, like, well, you have three other guys. Like, I don't know. We're not going to sit here and, like, pretend like we're welcoming you into the family when you've got three other guys. Like, they were horrible to her. And she left being like, that went terrible. And he was like, well, it doesn't matter. I'm in love with you. And then she was like, oh, I'm in love with you too. Okay, great. And they like, and it was fine. But I was like, girl, these are some red flags. We need to take a second. So I'm TBD on Rachel. I do think Zach's great for her. And I don't think she feels as much towards Avon as Zach. So we'll see. Gabby only took three guys to hometowns. And honestly, I feel a little bad saying this after watching the hometowns because they were all really sweet. But I just feel like all her guys are kind of skeezy.
Oh.
I feel like they're just all not really in it for the right reasons.
I don't understand any of it.
You haven't watched any of it.
No, so, the thing about it is like all my favorite people that were together aren't anymore.
I know. Well, like, that's life. No one's together anymore.
I love Tayshia and Zach.
They broke up.
It crushed me.
They broke up. Like,
I was so invested in that relationship. And then also, freaking Nate.
I saw him at a party.
Did they break up?
Yes. And I've heard, I know nothing except what I read on social media, but I heard that he was trash and, you know, blindsided her.
Well, you know what? That is just not fair until he has his day in court.
Okay. You just think he's hot. So
he is literally so fun. Like, there's just no words.
I mean, he's gorge, but trash, I think.
His smile just, like, I mean, honestly, I can't.
Nate, I would say call my mom, but she's not single. But honestly,
I mean, like,
shoot your shot.
I just, like, can't with him.
You are insane. Nate,
you are a superstar.
Okay, well, okay. Also, just for clarity here.
Maybe I need him to audition for
me. We need
my
to clarify.
Shows.
My mother is talking about Nate from Michelle's season.
Yes.
There's also a Nate from this season who's also gorge and got sent home.
Not like my baby Nate.
But he is gorge. He's so precious. And, like, I think he's older and, like, call me Nate. But Gabby sent him home, even though they had this, like, beautiful emotional connection. She sent him home because he has a daughter and she wasn't ready to be a mom.
Did she not know that a long time ago?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's annoying.
And he got so far in and she let him go.
And that's how I felt about that really pretty blonde girl that had the kids, and it was down to her and then one other person, and he told him he loved them both, but one had two kids.
I feel like this is every episode, every season.
I gotta look up who it was.
I don't know. But yeah, so Nate, call me, because he's also gorge. Ben was on a season with a girl with a few kids, but she got sent home kind of early, I think.
This girl was absolutely beautiful.
Huh. And had kids?
It was on, she had two little girls, and they went home.
My mom muted the mic. We're still here.
Who's there?
Whoever's editing. I'm just saying. Also, the Y of Tears. It's hot in here. Sweating. This episode is a train wreck.
Is it?
Also, I hope this is actually recording. I'm using GarageBand, which seems very, very ancient.
We need to bring back Sorry We're Stuck.
I am so wedding. Oh my gosh. I don't know how long we've been talking. I don't think it's long enough, but.
Not even close.
I do think that's enough Bachelor talk, though.
Me too.
Okay, moving on from The Bachelor. I'll discuss more next week when Wells is back, more Bachelorette, although he doesn't really care to say much about it these days either.
Good for Wells. Because you know what? Freaking Wells, he like should be like huge in that franchise.
And he should be the host, really.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Whoever is not making that decision.
Mike Fleiss would be the one.
Well, you, whoever that is. Like, yes. Wells is the shit.
I know. We love Wellsy.
So much.
She's smoking it up. Well, I'm going to pander here away from The Bachelorette because we pulled the Y of Tears, actually, and they don't love The Bachelorette talk. They like it like a tiny bit, some of them.
I don't blame them.
But yeah, they're like, you know, 5 minutes and we're good.
Did they send in questions?
I don't do that, but we've like been polling them on some things lately. If I was smart, I would have planned ahead and asked them to send in questions for you, but I'm not smart and didn't do that. So we can't do that. But I will say, so on my mom and I's podcast that we have been on hiatus from for almost a year, we have a section called High Design where Tish gives her design
Excuse
tips.
Excuse me for having a little bit of mental breakdown for the last 6 months.
Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, like, gee, man. Let's
the floor is yours.
I haven't been going through it.
You've been going through it. But honestly, you're thriving.
Honestly, I am through it and moving on.
Oh, my God.
I'm thriving beyond thriving. Like, honestly, I'm living my best freaking life.
You really are.
I mean, honestly, it's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
My biggest fear in life was what I went through.
Right.
Losing my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, not being married.
Yeah.
Like, it was traumatizing for about a little bit.
Maybe still sometimes here and there.
A little breakdown here and there, but not really.
No, you've been pretty good.
I feel like I've just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And any like words of wisdom for the Y of Tears? Any like.
I have so many.
No. Oh.
Mostly.
Don't stay too long like me.
Oh, God.
I mean, like, honestly.
Yeah.
Like.
The longer you wait, the harder it gets.
It's just so hard. And then you wake up and you're like 55 and thinking your life's over. Well, let me tell you, it ain't.
Oh.
It is so great on the other side. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm living my best life. I'm happier than I've been in so long.
I agree.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. Tish the dish.
I mean, like, honestly, couldn't be better.
I know. So, yeah.
Thank God.
That's the tea.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
So we have this segment called High Design.
Yeah.
Where my mom gets high. I mean, she's been high this whole time. So we're there. And she gives design advice. Uh-huh. And at the wedding, actually, one of Wells' best friends, Derek, his lovely fiance, Saf, came out to me and she was like, she's a British accent, which I can't impersonate, but she was like, oh my God, I saw on your Instagram your mom's toothpaste trick. And Derek thought there was no way this was going to work. He was like, that doesn't work. And she was like, he was hanging shit on my walls and putting too many holes in. So I whipped out the toothpaste and she goes, oh my God, did it work? Like, she was like, it works so well. It's my, I'm so happy. Tell your mom she needs to trademark that.
Okay. And you know who else did that? Literally, we love Mason Barnes.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I was laughing so hard. And the next morning, I was getting ready to show a house that I'm selling. Mm. And he goes, and I was like, that hole looks so bad. And then he was like, holy crap. And then he saw my video.
Uh-huh.
And he said he did it. And he was like, holy crap, that works so well.
It does. So if you guys didn't see, I think I did chat about it also on this podcast because it was genius.
And then some negative Nelly, when you posted that, like wrote, yeah, but toothpaste attracts ants. I'm like, shut up. Like, we're trying to bring me down.
Oh my God.
Because honestly, I've done this for years and I've never had an ant.
We have no ants. So if you didn't hear or see, basically, if there's holes in your wall, like usually you have to go and buy the, what is it?
Spackle.
Or whatever to fill the holes in the wall. But if your walls are white and you buy white or you have white toothpaste, it actually does the same thing.
Identical. Yeah.
So that's our pro tip. That's the high design pro tip. Do you have any other design tips? I mean, I really feel like you've been doing a lot of designing lately. Your house is looking great.
You know what? I am just like so into less is more these days.
Mm.
Like I feel like I keep taking things away, which I love.
Mm.
And the other thing is that just really I think changes everything is plants.
Yeah.
I just keep putting plants everywhere and it just makes me feel happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good for you to like breathe the oxygen.
Yes. And like having something to take care of and then when it's thriving makes you feel good. I'm just like all about it these days.
Love that.
Yeah.
You know who I feel like is actually a great person to talk high design this week is Kirsten, who's sitting here.
Yep.
I'll just talk for you if you don't want to come on and talk. But my bestie Keys, she's sitting here with me and she just recently moved in with her boyfriend. Who owns a very small condo in Nashville, a very small condo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's brand new and all the new builds are just so cookie cutter and cold. Yeah. Everything's white and gray and just very basic. Like they did, you know, they wanted to do it quick and cheap because they're building so many or whatnot. And so she moved in and she was like, no. So she's redone the entire thing. She did it so fast. And I really don't think she spent much money, but like just doing really simple things was such a game changer. Like changing the doorknobs.
Oh, yeah.
Like something like you really wouldn't even think make a big deal in a place. Like her place had these just like silver commercial looking not doorknobs, like door handles. And she just replaced them with like a really simple, cute matte black modern doorknob. And it made such a difference. Like
absolutely.
It feels homier. She also took a tip from Tish and did the diagonal wall paint that my mother's known for. And it was genius because their apartment is like almost like a studio where the bedroom just has like this space above it, you know, which means the back wall bleeds like it goes from the living room into the bedroom.
Right.
Like it's all one wall. So she was like wanting to paint the living room wall. And I was like, okay, but you're going to have to paint the whole thing. And it's going to be that color in your bedroom because it goes on. And then I had a genius moment and I was like, but you know what you can do? You can do the Tish Cyrus diagonal wall paint.
Yep.
And paint the bottom half, and then your top half that bleeds into the bedroom can stay white.
Love.
And so she did that with this really pretty rust color.
It's gorgeous.
And it just changed the whole room. What else did you do, Keys? You did
those floating lights.
Oh, by your bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, like studio apartment, the bedroom is very small and there's just not really a lot of room for like almost barely even a side table, but it was kind of dark in there. And so she was like, I think I want to put lights on like sconces above the bedside table on the wall.
And they're not the kind, like I love that you can have the outlet in the back and you can hide the wires, but unfortunately like, that is pricey to like have an electrician come in and do. And these were off Amazon and they were so cheap and so easy. Well, I wouldn't say easy, but like, they could.
And they just plug into the outlet, right?
Yeah, and they just plug into the outlet.
Yeah.
It works.
It's but so, you know what? I kind of love that. I kind of love
seeing the wire. Yeah, I mean, it's a look.
It's a great look.
It gives it like a little bit of like an industrial look, which I actually like.
Or even mid-century.
Mid-century. And
I love it that you can actually buy little pieces of like brass where you can put the cord inside attach that to the wall. Mm-hmm. And it's such a cool look.
She just looked up. Like, you can?
Yeah. It's amazing.
But yeah, like I think a lot of people think like, oh, I can't put a light there. There's no like wires there or whatever. And it is so expensive to have someone come in and rewire, but you don't have to do that.
And I've been seeing on TikTok a lot.
You're on TikTok?
That there's this thing where you buy a lamp and you cut the cord completely off and you screw a light bulb in and they turn on and off on your phone. So you don't have to have any electricity.
Is it a battery? I guess it has to be.
Oh, there. I guess there's a battery in it somehow.
In the light, yeah. Wait, that's freaking
It's
genius.
So sick.
So, gotta love TikTok.
Yep.
Okay. When are you going to, like, revive the Tish Talk?
What is the Tish Talk?
Well, it should be your TikTok. It's genius. That's what I was calling the videos we made in Hawaii, Tish Talks.
That is good.
It's really fucking good. You're welcome.
Holy crap.
I know.
Tish Talks are good. What am I going to talk about? Everything?
I don't think you talk. I think you dance, and I think you just be funny. And I think the people would love it. I think if you got stoned and just talked, people would also love that.
To myself.
Yeah. To the talkers, the TikTokers.
Okay.
Yeah, Tish Talks.
I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
I think you could just get stoned and go on a rant.
Oh, scary.
I think it'd be funny, though.
I might need somebody to run these by before we go.
No, then you're going to lose the magic. You're going to lose that magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a female Joe Rogan?
That could be you.
That's what I'm thinking.
That could be you, dog.
I mean, honestly, that sounds like a great job.
What?
Being Joe Rogan.
I'm sure it's not a bad one.
Honestly, my neck hurts.
From all the laughing or?
I don't know.
From being a stoner or what? Oof. It's hot.
Probably
here.
A combo.
I'm sweating. What else should we talk about?
Hmm.
It really hurts us to have no Dear MT.
No shit.
I did not ask the YFTers to send in any questions, but I did ask my friend that's sitting here, Keezy Keys, if she had like any good topics to like ask Tizzle about. And she was like, how about like any advice on living with a partner, like moving in with a boyfriend, because obviously I told you she recently did that, and it's different, you know, it changes the relationship. And I think for me, absolutely. Yeah. How long did you and Ryan date before you moved?
Over a year.
And I feel like that's pretty standard. Like, I think you date, and then a lot of people date for years before they ever move in. A lot of people don't even live together before they get married, which, let me just get up on my friggin' soapbox and tell you, that's the worst idea in the whole world, because you truly don't know someone until you live with them.
Here's the thing for me, is I've always been a fly by the seat of my pants kind of girl.
We know.
And, like, my mom met my dad on Monday, mm-hmm. and she married him on Friday of the same week,
mm-hmm.
at a gas station,
mm-hmm.
and they were married for 30 years until the day he passed away. She never took off her wedding band. He was the true love of her life.
Those were different times.
No? So.
They were, though.
Honestly, when I met your dad, like, it was kind of like that. Like, we met, we were together, that was that.
Mm-hmm. Look what that got you.
Well, I know. Well, 30 years, but, that's another podcast.
That's a book.
But, you know, I kind of feel like that's who I am because I've been dating.
Ooh.
And nobody freak out if you read the paperwork. We've not lived together for 3 years. I've been separated a long time.
Yeah.
We just signed on the dotted line not that long ago, but
it's been a long time.
But it's been a long time. So.
Also, anyway. If you dig, you don't even have to dig very deep to figure out he's doing the same thing.
So. But I've been seeing someone, and like, I'm one of those people, if you just know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if I know, which I do.
Oh.
whatever. But if, like, I would, like, no, I didn't know to right that second.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I still think now that I'm just telling you from experience that when someone moves in, you see a different side of them because they get comfortable. They let their guard down. They stop trying to impress you so much. And in time, like, you really do get to know who somebody really is, because when you don't live together, you really only see them, you know, as their best self, right? Because, like, you leave your shit at home and you go out and you meet people and you put on your best self and that's who you are to an extent. Like, yeah, you still have bad days and everything, but, like, when you get to know somebody, like, in their home and, like, their own element, I just feel like all the walls go down, the guards are down, and, like, you really get to see somebody for who they really are. And I think that's important for people to do before they get married. That's all I'm saying.
Finances comes into play.
Oh.
That's a good point.
Yikes.
That's a good point Keys brings up, is, like, finances come into play, because then it's like, well, you're splitting everything or whatever you're doing.
That sounds terrible.
And then you got to start, like, seeing if you guys align on, like, what you spend your money on or how cheap you are or how uncheap you are and who's going to pay for what. And then there's some, you know, that causes some drama. And, like, that does play a lot into it also. So there, all I'm saying is that get with the times. Just live with somebody for 6 months before you're going to get married. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
Okay. Make sure you really like them that much.
Is there even any point in getting married if you don't want kids?
I don't think so.
Because, like, I've already had kids. He's already had kids. And, like, neither one of us want any more.
Yeah.
And, well, first of all, that's not impossible. So what's the point?
I don't know. And I ask myself that, because I think I've been upfront with the wife tears before and saying that I just don't think I want kids. And because of that, like, I don't see really the massive importance with marriage anymore. Because, like, yeah, it's a commitment and it's a nice one and, like, whatever. But, like, people get divorced every day and, like, it's just not the same commitment that it was back in the day.
What if it's just a commitment and, like, you keep your shit and they keep theirs?
I think that
sounds
great.
Everybody pays. Honestly, that works for me.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And here's the other thing. Like, everybody has a problem with me saying that, like, if I live with someone, I wouldn't let him sleep in my bedroom. I just don't even know why people have a problem with that.
I know, but they do.
But I don't care. It's my life, my business. Honestly, I just don't like sleeping in the bed with someone.
I don't either.
I hate it. And I'm like, why do I need to be with them every single solitary second of every day and in the bed with them? Why can't I have my own bed and you have your own bed?
I know.
And we can switch it up and do it in yours and mine. But we each go to our... I mean, like, honestly, I think it's actually healthier.
So I think it could be. Listen, I could go either way. Like, if it's very... Like, if it's really important to somebody that we sleep in the same bed, I can do it. But you have to agree to sleep in my conditions, which is 64 degrees, blackout curtains, fan on, dog in the bed.
Me too.
Like, you just got... It's my way or the highway if you want to sleep in my room.
Exactly.
So, but if you're not down with that, you want your own room, I'm cool with that too.
But isn't there also just, like... You don't have to go poo-poo in the same room. And, like, they don't have to see you. Like,
well, I think you should have a number two bathroom.
And
no
you get
what.
To brush your teeth before they get up. And doesn't it keep it sexier?
I think you could see it.
I mean, like.
Okay, back to the number two, though. There needs to be a designated number two bathroom in every household.
I mean, yeah.
Like, somewhere else. Like,
I don't even
No
like,
one should be going number two.
I don't want
two.
Anyone to know that that ever happens.
Well, yeah.
But that's why I'm like. Everybody's like, what? You don't like to sleep in the bed? And I'm like, absolutely not. I'm like, you want blackout?
Yep.
My sound machine on.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You like it a little warmer than me.
Do not turn the fucking TV on.
I'm the same.
Like, are you joking? Like, it's 3 a.m. and you can't sleep and you're going to flip the TV
yeah,
on?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Freaking no way.
Zero chance.
So that's when I started sleeping in my room.
Also, you know what else I can't stand? What? We talked about this weekend, actually, because Caitlin Bristow was like, I never have to pee. I'm a fucking camel. Like, I never have to pee.
I never pee.
But most people get up in the middle of the night several times to pee. Well, I can't. I don't do that.
Absolutely.
And I'm very hydrated. I drink plenty of water.
I do not get up to pee. Me either.
But most of the guys I've dated get up in the middle of the night at least once, if not twice, to pee in the middle of the night. And it disrupts my fucking sleep.
What if they snore?
That's a deal breaker.
I mean, just no.
That's a deal breaker.
I mean, honestly. So.
I refuse.
If anybody has a problem with it, you just do what you want to do. But I'm sleeping in my own room.
And that's the tizzle tea.
I mean, honestly.
That is the tizzle tea.
Yeah. Honestly, the reason this started too is when we first bought our house, like we bought it from a couple that built it and they were like in their 60s when they built it. And so the primary bedroom was two bedrooms and two bathrooms that connected.
Genius.
Each had a toilet, but it shared a shower and bathtub.
Love that.
And then the bedrooms were on each end. Genius.
Freaking genius.
I was like, thank the dear Lord.
Those people were doing it right.
I mean, honestly.
I agree. Space is key in a thriving relationship.
Yes, yes, yes.
Space is key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. This podcast is really taking a turn. I'll be shocked if anyone's still listening.
Me too.
I think we talked enough.
I mean, I'm all talked out.
What time did we start this podcast? Listen, guys, you guys all know Wells does all the work in this podcast. I just show up. Mm-hmm. I laugh at a joke or two. I purposefully don't laugh at others, you know, because we don't want Wells' ego to get too big because I'm sure it's, you know, he's a funny guy. He's got enough ego. So I purposefully don't laugh at some things just to keep him in his place, you know, give him some shit here and there about his clothes and his golf or whatever. But Wells does a lot of work for this podcast.
Yeah.
And I got to meet his parents actually this weekend. It's so funny that we've known each other so long and I've never met his parents. He's met you and my dad, actually. Yeah. He's met both my parents. But both his parents came up to me individually and they were just so sweet and just said how much Wells loves doing this podcast. And I was like, well, you know what? I was like, I love doing it too, but I truly just show up. Like, he works very hard to, like, come up with the topics and, you know, the stuff to talk about. He watches all the TV and he edits the whole thing. Like, yeah. He really puts a lot of heart and soul into this podcast for you guys. And I just thought I would let you guys know that while he's not here. Because again, I don't want his ego to get too big by me saying it to his face. But, you know, I realize that more when I don't want to do episodes without him, which is rare. But it's just not the same without Wellesley. I couldn't do it without him.
No.
And I love him to death. So I hope that Tizzle and I could keep you guys entertained this week because Wells very much deserves to have the weekend with Sarah.
Yeah.
To not have to podcast. I'm pretty sure she'd be pissed as all hell. If he was like, oh, sweetie, let me just take a break from our whatever we're doing up in, you know, in their magical, like, newlywed suite to podcast real quick. Pretty sure she'd hate that.
Hope they got separate bedrooms.
There's no chance. No chance.
Oh, okay, well.
But good for them, you know? Exactly. Good for them. Wells and Sarah.
What a blast.
Wells and Sarah are literal couple goals. They are so perfect for each other.
Totally.
Yeah.
Congrats, guys.
So congrats to Sarah and Wells. And Wells will be back next week. We'll dive back into Bachelorette for those that care. Mm-hmm. And for those that don't, you know, the jokes will be back next week. Although I think Tizzle's hilarious.
Although, do we need to have a segment on Ural's podcast called Tish Talks?
No. That needs to be your TikTok, though.
I know, but I'll never do it if you're not here.
But we might, exactly. But we, you know, Sorry We're Stoned might make a reappearance.
It needs to.
That's all I'm saying.
I love it.
So for all you stoners out there, there is hope.
Absolutely.
There is hope.
Take it from somebody who knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Well, I love you guys so much. Whoever has to edit this, I feel so sorry for. Love y'all.
Were we that bad?
Bless.
Oh, well.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.